From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Castro arrives in Jamaica to a red carpet welcome. The Bahamas condemned for its treatment of refugees. And Brian's Blues, frustration as Warwickshire supporters jeer their captain. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Live feed from Jamaican radio. As Cuban President Fidel Castro touches down in Montego Bay, he arrived a short while ago and was greeted with full state honors. Those meeting him included Prime Minister P.J. Patterson and the Governor General. Well, a short while ago, Carol Orr filed this report from Jamaica's second town.
As expected, Montego Bay, Jamaica's second city, is a hive of activity. Police officers in their dress uniform, white tunics and black trousers with red trim, have, under government instructions, closed most roads leading to Sam's Sharp Square, where the civil ceremony is due to begin shortly. Like the full-page spreads published in both national newspapers, billboards across the city have been plastered with posters of Fidel Castro dressed in army fatigues with a backdrop of a Jamaican flag. In bold letters, the poster says, "Welcome. The government and people of Jamaica welcome the President of the Republic of Cuba, Commander-in-Chief Dr. Fidel Castro Ruz." During the civic ceremony at Sam Sharp Square, President Castro will participate in a symbolic gesture, with Mayor Arthur Gilchrist presenting him with the keys of the city of Montego Bay. During a visit 21 years ago, he was then presented with the Order of Jamaica, the fourth highest national award.